Hello, this is Marie-Claude Larouche from the University of Quebec at Trois-Rivières. I am co-organizing with Professor Félix Bouvier and other Quebec colleagues the sixth conference of the International Research Association for History and Social Sciences Education, which will be held bimodally in September on the themes of tensions between minorities and majorities in different national contexts. Okay, today we are meeting with Noelia Henriz, who is an anthropologist from Argentina. She will be presenting as well with Anna Carolina Itch. They're both from the University of Buenos Aires. They hold PhD. They are researchers at the National Council for Scientific and Technical Research in Argentina. Buenos dias, Noelia. What will you be presenting at the next IRASHI conference in Trois-Rivières?
Buenos dias. Well, at the forthcoming IRASHI conference, I will present a paper together with Anna Carolina Hedge. The paper presents findings of a long-term research on intercultural and bilingual education here in Argentina. Well, in our country, the educational system is universalist. That is why indigenous people have the worst indicators of grade repetition and of graduation. As you know, in an unequal country, the indigenous population live in extremely unequal conditions. So our research focuses on that conditions in the time of going through the education. Only in some of Argentine states, indigenous people have access to bilingual and intercultural education. Our research addresses in the complex aspect of socio-educational dynamics in relation to language use, educational context, and legislation.
Okay, thank you. And how current events in your country or internationally may influence your research, Noelia?
Well, in the local context, it is very important for us to generate knowledge about the implementation of intercultural bilingual education, specifically about the scopes and the limitations of these projects, the implication of what is learned for the future prospect of the communities. In the international context, we are interested in promoting dialogues with educational sciences, because here in Argentine, intercultural education topic is more interesting for anthropologists. So we want to make this link with educational sciences. And in both scenarios, in national and international context, for us, it is very important to talk about the indigenous population of Argentina, denied and made invisible by the official history.
Okay, thank you very much, Noelia.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Justine Bouvier from Université of Québec in Montreal. Your host, Marie-Claude Larouche. I invite you to listen to our next interviews with guest speakers at our next conference in Trois-Rivières. Thanks for listening.